PSC.
Is Don available?
Yes, my Tim is calling.
Yes, it's Zach with Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, hold on one moment, please.
Thank you.
This is Don. Can I help you?
Hey, good morning, Don. It's Zach with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Oh, doing fine. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, couldn't be better. Couldn't be better. Pretty pleased with that outcome.
Oh, gosh, wouldn't you, though? I predicted this for the last 3 months. I said, guys, he's going to win it by a landslide. No, no, no. Mr. Don, we think he's going to get in there, but it'll be a very close race. I said, it's not going to be one. The polls have been altered. They've been voter fraud out there. They've finally captured some of them that was committing the fraud. I said, wait and see. I said, it's going to be a rendition of what happened with Ronald Reagan in 1980 when me and my uncle sat and watched that race. I told him at that time, I said, he's going to win it by a landslide. He did. And I said, look how bad. I said, but now, the thing of it is now there's a time not for boasting but for a time for the nation to go into healing.
Yeah.
You know, we need to, and I don't believe that Trump's organization or his cabinet will actually prosecute Hillary. I think you're going to see a lot of that go to the wayside because he has got enough of compassion to know Hillary has got some, she has got some real serious health problems.
Yeah, I think that she should be held accountable, though. You can't. On our dime, she became a multi-millionaire. You know,
oh, I agree.
She's got to be held accountable for that.
But you know what wouldn't surprise me, though, Zach, if she didn't do, and that's one thing I've always got compassion for anyone, and I'm so afraid that what she'll end up doing, what she'd end up taking her own life. Because of the fact, the one that's been behind all this is the one I'd love to get a hold of,
Podesta?
And that's our beloved president that's in there right now.
Yes.
That's the one
that
needs to be captured. Because he does not like the Clintons. Clintons don't like him. He endorsed her, campaigned for her, for his own benefit, to keep his beloved legacy, if you'd like to call it that, ongoing, which now is going to be dismantled piece by piece. And it's going to be something to watch Trump when he goes to meet the president, because those two really do not, they've got a desperate dislike, putting it mildly, for each
yes,
other.
Yes, I couldn't agree more. And that will be interesting. But I haven't really watched the news this morning. Has she finally come out and, you know, said anything to the press?
No, not to my knowledge she hasn't. Like I say, see, I had an inside source that's close to the Clintons that stated that they believe, they've heard through some of her through Bill's people, I guess, not through hers, but through Bill's people over in Arkansas, that she's in stage one of Parkinson.
I've been reading that for a couple months now, and they've got her on all kinds of medications and steroids and stuff to try to prop her up.
Exactly, and he said, it, you know, this guy, because he's friends with him. He's friends with Bill, not Hillary, but he's friends with Bill, because Bill stays in Arkansas more than Bill stays up in New York now.
No kidding.
And Bill doesn't, you know, he's not in the greatest health in the world either. See, he was combating a cancer
right?
one time.
Yeah.
And it's not, it goes into remission and then it comes back. And Bill despises Barack Obama, literally despises him. They had the strong arm tactic him to get him to go out and campaign for Barack at the last election. He did not like. Yeah, he did not like him. He was sitting in a cafe over there in Rogersville, Arkansas, when he told one of my friends, he come in, sat down. Of course, over there, he's just Bill's all he is.
Right.
And he come in, never said a word. When he come in, sat down, he said, he looked up and said, boys, we're going to have to get him out of that White House. And that's
really?
How bad it got between them two. They do not like each other. And
wow.
Of course, Clinton was a kid in a candy store. When he got elected, of course, you know, George H., you know, he beat out George H., which didn't take a whole lot to do. And people were so tired. The only reason George H. got in there because he rode underneath the skirt tail of Ronald Reagan.
Exactly.
And that's how he got in there. And then he had Dan Quayle, and you don't even hear of Dan Quayle anymore. I don't know.
Yeah.
if he's even living anymore.
Yeah, no one knows.
You don't hear of him. But, and see, that's how bad, how far back we followed that. And it was not a matter of politics back then. It was a matter of friends of a friend of a friend, and that's how we kept up with it.
Right.
And the biggest slap in the face was Mitt Romney coming out and stating, congratulating, Trump. And I thought, son, that's one congratulations of all of them. It means the least.
Yes.
Because Romney attacked him for no. But you got to understand, Romney is part of the machine by
yes.
a long shot. He is, and his wife is where he had all of his money. He didn't have it; she had it.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, she's the one who had the money, not him. Research him, and you'll find out where it come from. And that's why they've stayed together for so many years. And he's from way up on the northeast coast, and the odds of him getting elected was slim to none.
Right.
And, but what blew all of them's mind was Pennsylvania.
Yes.
That had
yes.
to blow all of them's mind. And, of course, old LeBron, he lost two battles. He lost his game last night, and he lost his horse race at the same time. And, of course,
awesome.
Bon Jovi and Springsteen and
yeah,
Beyonce and Jazzy Z, all that group right there, watch their careers now. You can watch them. They'll be on a downhill spiral. Well,
I sure
Bon Jovi
so.
Already was, and
yeah.
I'm a big Bon Jovi fan, but see him and Zamboa split after being best friends for so many years. They
mm-hmm.
split up. And the reason, one of the primary reasons was Bon Jovi getting in and endorsing and campaigning for Hillary Clinton. That was their biggest dispute of all the career problems they've had over the years in music. That was their biggest one that Rick Zamboa could not get past.
Really? I had no idea. I thought it was
yeah.
something that had to do with the wives or some sort of cheating with another one's wife or something, but wow.
Now, Bon Jovi's been married to the same woman that he married in high school.
Oh,
and,
wow.
But now, Zamboa, he was actually, him and Heather Thomas. Locklear, not Thomas. Heather Locklear. And then, of course, Heather Locklear, he left her for, what was that other one's name? I forget her name. Was it Charlie Sheen's ex-wife or something like that?
Anyway, I know who you're talking about.
Denise, or I can't remember her name.
Richards.
Yeah, Richards, there you go. And, but that's went along in the music industry for years, whether it be, it's kind of like Alice Cooper said. He said, one of the guys was complaining. He said, when you marry a porno star, what do you expect to get?
Yeah.
He said, well, see, now Alice Cooper's done a 180. He used to be one of the most sacrilegious atheists.
Yeah.
And I listened to him as a kid growing up. Was one of my favorites, Alice Cooper was.
Oh, yeah.
And but he has changed now. Alice Cooper is a Christian guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
And,
you
I
see
mean,
him.
He told
yep.
me, he's changed from daylight to dark. And see, I'll tell you somebody that'll blow your mind is old boy with Kiss. Gene Simmons. And, of course, Gene and Paul Stanley, Gene Simmons, Ace Frehley, Peter Criss. See, that was the originals. Of course, they all busted up. And Gene was one of the main reasons for all of them, because he was very cocky, full of himself and all.
Yeah.
That has been for years.
Yeah.
And I remember them back in the early and mid-70s when they first started out. But, he's changed up a whole lot. He's the one that actually was coming to the defense of Tebow.
Really?
Yeah, sure did.
And you wouldn't think that.
No. That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's everything is being thrown in such a twist in the whole country, for that matter. And but you know who the first guy was to congratulate Trump?
No, who?
Putin. Called him up.
Oh, yeah. And I
called him up and congratulated him. Before Hillary.
Telegram involved, too, or something, some sort of telegram.
Well, see, he knows he never respected or feared Barack because he had nothing to fear,
right.
And because he knew Barack was dismantling the United States intentionally. He was on a course to dismantle it. He didn't get it done as far as he wanted to. That's why he was pitting black against white, straight against gay. He'd done everything you could possibly imagine that you could think of to do. He done it, but he didn't
right
succeed. And it ended up that some of the black Americans endorsed and campaigned for Trump.
Yes, it's really interesting today. is, I don't know if you're big on Facebook, though, to see a lot of the liberals, Democrats, just complaining about what had happened today. Do you think you're going to see a lot more of that in the days and months to come?
Oh, I'm sure you will. And like I say, the big thing you're going to see is, you know, old George step all over us is what we call him on ABC. He's the biggest joke ABC's got.
By far.
And nobody likes him. I mean, literally nobody. You know, they pulled him off back a few months ago for a week or so because of his big mouth.
Yeah.
And of course, Geraldo, I'd love to say, you know, Geraldo ain't surfaced through all this either, because he's another one. Even though he's on Fox, the only reason he's not on ABC is because they fired him.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, man, that guy, he is one of the biggest liberals there is out there. And, I mean, Farr is borderline racist. Oh, yeah, that's why he's had the hell beat out of him two or three times.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and, I mean, it's just his mouth. I mean, I can look at him and get upset because the guy always instigates everywhere he goes. And
what did I do? You know, after,
exactly,
after the fact.
Exactly. And, but, you know, it's like, oh, Hannity now, man, it was no question who he was endorsing. Mm-hmm. You know, and he made it plain. And of course, I tell you this changes is going to be with Fox. Megan, watch and see what happens. She'll come out of Fox. Wait and see if she don't.
I think she'll be gone.
I guarantee she'll come out of there, because the fact of the matter is, the only reason she hadn't jumped over to ABC, NBC, CBS is because they have not hired her yet. She fits right in. And see, it's sad because ABC, when it was standalone, was not a bad network. It really wouldn't. I remember it way back. But when they were purchased by Disney, they went to hell in a handbasket. They really did. And then, of course, the CEO of Disney, he resigned. He walked away. And since then, if you look at some of the people that's in charge of Disney, man, they're big, you know, a large portion of them is atheist. Another portion of them is pro-gay, same-sex marriage, all that. Anything that's derogatory, immoral, that's what they're into. That's why the network is sliding. You know, and it is. It's sliding in ratings. It was rated number one for years, if you remember. Back when Sam Donaldson and Peter Jennings and all that group was on there, it was number one. Not anymore. And, of course, George, I mean, why they've got him on there is beyond me. I tell you what, it wouldn't surprise me that won't jump ship off of there. Because, you know, Chris and Brett and all those guys, that's old ABC guys. You know, and some of them said, "You're kidding." I said, no, man. I said, "That's what they are. That's where they come from." And but what's your name that's on the ABC, Good Morning America? Then you're Mississippi. Black lady.
I can't think.
My mind's going blank right now.
Yeah,
and
me too.
But you wait and see. You know, she fought breast cancer and she defeated it. But you wait and see if she don't jump off there.
Yeah,
she does.
This next couple months is going to be extraordinarily interesting as far as the movement of people's positions and, you know, what happens media-wise. It's just going to be extraordinarily interesting to see here. Just grab your popcorn and sit back and watch.
Right. I tell you what, Zach, you're going to see, like, the stock market right now. You know, you've seen it dropping. And people said, "Well, Don, what's happening? I said, "Now, I'm no expert in this, but I've watched all these things throughout the years. The reason the stock market dropped, all the big supporters of Hillary, they're dumping that stock. They're either looking to either leave the country, grab the cash and leave, because they're afraid of what the repercussions is going to be. Because I'm going to tell you something, there's a lot of illegal things that has been transpiring over the last 15 to 20 years. Insider trading in anybody's aspect is illegal. And I guarantee these guys up there, and they're big guys on Wall Street, but they will fall. Bernie fell down there. I mean, trust me, you're not too big to fall if you get the right people after you. Well, and that's what's happening.
It seems like there's another way to look at this also. This is the most opportune time to buy
in a long time.
So you should get out there and start buying right now.
That's exactly right. And I'll tell you what, in 2017, it'll be about, I know what Mark Cuban's saying, I believe about a third of what he's trying to promote out there, because he was big Hillary, and anybody that was behind her wanting her to get in there, I don't take a lot that they say to heart.
No.
Because anybody that had any ounce of sense, knowledge at all, would not be endorsing somebody that committed the crimes that she committed.
So, exactly.
But any, But in 17, you watch, industry after industry will be created. If you look back, Zach, there has not been a big company, not American company, that has been established in the United States in over 20 years. Now, you've had Kia, you've had Hyundai, you've had Toyota, you've had Nissan, expansion.
Right.
But in doing so, it's kind of like a Walmart store. Walmart might hire 300, 400 people, but the majority of the funds that Walmart, absorbs or takes in does not stay in that same county or even in the same state that they bring them in. Now, what benefits the most from it is the people. It's on the New York Stock Exchange. That's where Walmart. And, that's what's kind of happening with Toyota and all the rest. I mean, I got some good friends down here in Tupelo that's where the engine plants are with Toyota. They've actually had some Toyota engines put in some of our buggies. So I'm not bad-mouthing them. But I'm saying that they're still Japanese-owned. And the majority of the monies, the revenues that's brought in, goes back to Japan.
Right.
You know, now, they do employ a lot of people, don't get me wrong, and I'm thankful and appreciative of that, but it's not the same as if it was an American company, American people.
That's and the money's staying here.
Here. You got it. It's like the Mexicans, and I've got a lot of friends that's Mexicans. 90% of them that's working here will send their money back to Mexico.
Yeah.
If you don't believe it, check it. And, I mean, they're good friends of mine. Don't get me wrong. Send it back. And I don't blame them. I do the same thing back to their families. That's fine and dandy. But if you're here in 2017, you better be legal or you better be on your way to getting that way or you won't stay here.
Exactly. And I think that's going to be a good thing.
Oh, they supported him. You'd be amazed out there in California of the people. The guy that I was telling you about, Omar, out there with that other funding company.
Uh-huh.
Hey, now, he's Mexican, and he's Trump. He was Trump all the way. He said, we don't want to carry the reputation that a lot of the Hispanics has been labeled because of these that's coming in, because they're not all Hispanics, man, that's coming across that border. People take
exactly.
Them granted. Man, I'm telling you, you've got a lot of the drug lords from South America, from Brazil, Chile, all down through there. Because, see, there's no protection. There's no border. You won't go into Canada like that, I can promise
no.
you.
No. And that's the crazy part. So, I'm looking forward to things tightening up and, getting
it. It'll flourish. I guarantee it'll flourish. The stock market has went down. Wait and see what happens to it over the next 4 to 5 days.
Yeah, I hope people get the hint that this is probably the most opportune time to buy and just start buying stuff up. And, I think that might just start boosting things as well.
I think you're going to have a big year-end season like you've never encountered before, because even the Democratic Party did not want Hillary. That's all they had. They did not want her, though.
Yeah.
But because Barack held the strings, that's the reason. And Joe would not take it. Joe did not want in it. And Joe didn't have a chance. He had less of a chance to get in it because he's tied in with the credit card boys too much. Visa, MasterCard, that's why they raised those limits to where now credit cards used to have a lot lower interest rate on them than what they do now.
Uh-huh.
And he was labeled with them boys way back. Visa, MasterCard, especially those two, he destroyed American Express. That's why that a lot of merchants don't accept American Express because of the fees. We do, but we're one of very few that does anymore.
Wow, I had no idea about that. That's pretty interesting. Biden in itself, he just seemed like a kind of a weird guy. I don't know.
He's cocky and full of himself. He'd like to get in a ring with
Trump.
Trump,
Putin, take him behind the gym or whatever.
Yeah. And Putin said, I'll meet with him. And that's what we want. We want somebody like what we had back in 1980 that's really for the people.
Yes.
And they said the same thing, only a different transcript of it, but similar to the same thing about Reagan as they said about Trump.
Yeah. There's so many similarities.
Funny.
Yeah. The parallels are unbelievable. So I'm really excited. I could not be happier this morning.
Oh, that's me, too. It didn't really surprise me. It honestly didn't. A lot of them said, it's going to be closed. And I know Fox people said it's closed. And I said, guys, it ain't going to be closed. I promise you it's not going to be. I don't know what the outcome, but when he wiped them out in PA, he got them in Florida down there.
Yes,
state after state after state. It was unreal what it looked like on that map. It looked, if you modeled it back in Reagan day, it looked
very similar.
It superseded what Romney done by a long shot.
You know, really, I really enjoyed just seeing, like on CNN, seeing them freak out as he got closer and closer.
Yeah, yeah.